This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
B.K. Delaney, we swing over to Laura Lee Lewis. Wow, fun to have her on the show from Talk Media News. We haven't chatted for a while, and she's been busy. Apparently, she's riding the coattails of the Secretary of Defense, or at least traveling with the Secretary of Defense. Hey, Laura Lee, how are you?
Hey there, doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. So let's talk about that, because nukes certainly came up in the debate. That's been part of what we've been talking along about on the campaign trail. So what, first of all, what did you find in traveling with the Secretary of Defense? What was that like?
So traveling with the Secretary is remarkable. You get to see what his entourage does, right, day in and day out. Of course, we don't get the complete peek into what his travels look like, but we do get to see some of the same things that he gets to see. So, for instance, a couple days ago, we went to Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Minot is home to two parts of the three parts of what's called the nuclear triad, and that's the U.S.'s nuclear enterprise that involves things that are in the sea, that can operate in the air, and also that are launched from land. And Minot is home to missiles that are launched from the land, as well as bombers that carry missiles that can, be launched again from the air.
And, wow.
Like you said, though, this is something that's, again, risen in popular conversation again, particularly because people have been talking about whose finger do they want on the button, as it said. Even though, by the way, nuclear weapons aren't actually launched by the push of a button, there are nuclear codes that have to be entered.
Right, that's interesting because, you know, the movies make fun of the code thing, but you're right, there's also the button aspect that we constantly hear, who has their finger on the button, that kind of stuff. And obviously, there is an overwhelming distrust of the Republican candidate as far as nukes are concerned, and that is what's been pretty interesting, like I said, in what's coming out of this debate and what's coming out on the campaign trail. And why is that?
Yeah, like you said, people aren't a recent poll came out from public policy polling, and it found that most people don't approve of having Trump's finger on that so-called button. And part of this, you could point to the fact that during that debate that happened on Monday night, he actually changed his stance on whether he agrees with the idea of first strike, and that is the idea that the U.S. Can strike a country, not just strike in retaliation. And within three sentences, he flip-flopped. So right there, if you don't know where somebody stands, I mean, that in itself is kind of worrying.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's been some of the chatter and talk radio, certainly, and we've seen a bunch of columns, obviously, that have been written about it as well. What, as far as from a defense point of view, what else is, because you traveled with the secretary, what else did you see that it seemed like, as you were talking about his entourage and everything, what did it seem like to you that does it seem like the Secretary of Defense was massively overwhelmed, or no, it's like a typical day? I mean, what was a typical day like?
I think, like any high-ranking official like himself, I mean, you see President Obama on TV how many times a day, right? He can make three public appearances in one day, and then the rest of his schedule is jam-packed with other things. And I think Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, as well as Secretary of State John Kerry, probably feel similar in that. They are used to this sort of lifestyle by now. Of course, it's only short-term, you know, a few years. But they squeeze a lot into it. For instance, we just came from Minot, and then we went down to New Mexico, where he saw some additional parts of the nuclear enterprise. And now we are actually in Hawaii, where he's here meeting with 10 defense ministers from 10 different Southeast Asian countries, where they're going to talk about defense issues, particularly pertaining to Southeast Asia. So he
Wow, so that's... This was pretty huge that you're, and for you, traveling to all these spots, and you're there in Hawaii. And as far as the other defense ministers are concerned, is this a normal thing that they do? I mean, is this something that happens every couple of years, or no, this is new on the agenda, or what is that?
There's defense ministerials that happen for different parts of the world fairly often, right? We have this idea of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and that's this alliance of countries in Europe. So they get together sometimes, right, and these Asian countries get together sometimes for what's called the ASEAN Summit. But the U.S., of course, has the largest military in the world. It has the most bases spread across the world. So the U.S. Secretary of Defense is going to travel more than others simply because there's more places to see.
Yeah, makes sense to me. And so for you, how long are you on this beat where you're traveling with the Secretary of Defense?
So it happens periodically. Like you know, Talk Media News is primarily a radio outlet, and so it's pretty neat. The White House, the State Department, and the Defense Department all do this thing where they have what's called pool coverage. And for us, I'm here collecting primarily audio and sending that back to different audio outlets that operate out of Washington, D.C., may that be CBS or the Associated Press or NPR. So we all, the reporters who cover defense, rotate through traveling with the secretary.
Wow, very cool. Well, enjoy your time in Hawaii. Are you going to have any time to catch some rays in between or no?
Yeah. You know, luckily enough, we have a few hours off tonight, so definitely.
Nice. Well, enjoy that, and thanks so much, Laura Lee, for joining us here on America Tonight.
All right, thank you.
So interesting stuff. How about that? I mean, we just got a peek into what's going on with the Secretary of Defense and what a typical day is like, jaunting from Middle America, then down to Hawaii for, I'll call it a summit with these other defense ministers, and then the blowback from Trump, and as she mentioned, how quickly he moved onto the whole first strike thing, which has been part of the conversation. A lot of people are talking about that. You know, it's interesting in as far as debate is concerned, because next Sunday is the next debate, and there's a rumor that Trump might put Chris Christie in charge of the debate prep. Christie is kind of an ally of Donald Trump's. He's in the so-called inner circle. I guess he's allowed to be brutally honest with him. Christie said he hadn't been asked to do anything new. As far as he knew, there was no debate prep scheduled. But the campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, says that the governor, and says the governor's not under consideration. But I don't know. That it's pretty interesting that rumor got started. The second presidential debate is on Sunday, next Sunday, at Washington University in St. Louis. And we know the third one is at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. And these next two really have a lot at stake, because once you get into the first one, it's kind of like, okay, now it's like the early rounds of a prize fight for fighters who are up and comers in a way. So even though they have track records in certain areas, they're dancing around the ring. The second debate, you're not dancing around the ring as much. The second debate will be way different, and the third debate, I think, is going to be incredibly different from even the second debate. Something to ponder. I mean, what would be some of the areas that would come up that didn't come up in the first one? Of course, one's obvious, and that's Affordable Care or Obamacare. Because right now there's a problem with some debts, the billions from Obamacare. So how are they going to pay the insurance providers who are owed a ton of money under the Affordable Care Act? The Washington Post wrote about it. I was reading about it today. We're going to talk about that on the flip side. Hang with us, everybody.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Get you up to date what is buzzworthy on the day. Terrible crash in Hoboken, New Jersey, or Hoboken train, I should say. A train that I had definitely spent tons of time on, especially when I was a kid. But anyway, the Hoboken, New Jersey, one of those kind of commuter areas, just crossed the bridge from Manhattan. And people described, picture this, you're walking down the street with your coffee, you're sleepy, you're just trying to get to the train, you're trying to get to your car, you're going in a certain direction, then you hear something that sounds like a bomb. And what is it? You freeze, you think it's terrorism, who knows what, something horrible's happened. And something horrible did happen. What happened was that a train crashes. A train crashes, and it's just a mangled wreck at this transit area at a New Jersey station. So, and the train kind of went airborne. The engineer apparently couldn't stop it. The engineer driving the train tried to do what he could, apparently. And the engineer is somebody who had been working for a long time in that capacity. They've got an investigation right, underway. The train engineer is hospitalized with undisclosed injuries, was released. They've got black boxes recording what happened right before the crash. And now we keep talking about this same new technology. We've seen these crashes before. And it's the positive train control system. It uses GPS. It's wireless radio and computers to monitor the trains and automatically enforce speed limits and emergency stops. We've talked about this when there was that bad train wreck outside of Philadelphia. But it costs a little bit of money. So they're pushing and pushing to have this happen. But, and they say all commercial freight trains will be equipped with the technology by 2018, right? So, despite the fact that this guy had decades working with trains, a little bit of a heavier load was part of what might be the reason why the crash happened. But one person dead, 108 hurt. And a lot of questions after this train crashed. I mean, this commuter train slammed into the station, crashed onto a concourse at a high rate of speed, crashed through the barriers. Why didn't he slow down? That's why it sounded like a bomb to people. I mean, the first responders, because it was so chaotic, were all over the place, thank goodness. There's one guy I was reading, and then I saw some video on this, was saying that he's about 30 feet away from the train when it crashed. He said it slammed into a bumper block at the end of the track. All of a sudden, it was on the concourse, and he was trying to help passengers by kicking out the windows to escape. You know, he's trying to do what he could. And then, of course, they were doing that, and there was a fear of the power, you know, because the power's still on. So if the power of the wires, cables, all the crap that's exposed because of the crash, that could be incredibly dangerous. So, you know, people are bleeding, they're crying, they're in shock. Because when you're on those trains, I don't know when the last time any of you rode a train, but I've been on the train, the exact train they're talking about, maybe 6 months ago. And, you know, it's not like you're safely buckled in and there's like a feeling of safety. I guess it's the false sense of security, right? And that's why they need to get these stupid things installed as fast as possible. And 2018 is the deadline for it. Well, tick-tock. Hopefully sooner rather than later, because they could slow a train down. They could have someone monitoring it. And the photos all over social media were unbelievable to see a train rip through the exterior wall of a terminal building and bring down sections of the roof that cover the train yard. Wow. And as somebody who's ridden this train, it's just that false sense of security that you get. And you're just, I guess, you know, that's what it is. You're counting on that it's going to be okay. Oh, it's going to be okay. How many of these trains run a day, run a year? And you can't be paranoid. And of course, your commute. But what happened? It's devastating. And now, I think what will happen here is they're going to have to close something, because that's a major part of that rail. I can't imagine open that back, you know, open that back up. I don't think that was possible. Certainly it was closed for a while. And shocking. Very, very shocking. Not shocking, because this is what you do, right? Corey Lewandowski, our friend Bob Ney, who, by the way, is in India. We would have had him on the show a couple times this week. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, told us many, many times when he stopped by that Corey Lewandowski was his campaign manager several times. Well, he was Donald Trump's former campaign manager, and now he's a CNN contributor. He was getting $20,000 a month severance from the Republicans' campaign That's what he was making from Trump. And I guess he got a final payout of 80 grand or something. So guess what he made? Oh, this will make you sick. You ready for this? Talk about when you like to be on this train track, perhaps. A political consultant, and now this guy knows how to get people elected, as Bob Ney told us, but he'll get about a half a million from the Trump campaign. And that payment was disclosed because they were talking about severance, and they were talking about campaign managers, and so that's, you know, full disclosure. That's pretty good, because he was with Trump just a short time and got half a million, you know, for that. And I wonder if he had stayed with them the whole time, probably the bump was a lot bigger. If he gets elected, you get this. If this happens, you know, this is what you walk away with. But, you know, that was for those handful of months, so not too bad. I'll take the payout. 80 grand, no problem. Thursday Night Football was not the game of the week, was not our nail the score game, but easy to tell you that the Bengals drop the Dolphins pretty handily. And, you know, part of that is the Dolphins are so depleted. But I'll give credit to the Bengals, because now they're 2-2 with the win. And there wasn't much the Dolphins could do. If we were nailing the score in this one, it would have been 22-7. 22-7 was the final score. And it was complete domination by the Bengals. So the fans were excited because this was in Cincinnati. Cincinnati finished the night 1-for-3 in the red zone, however, but they had enough sustained drives. She can talk. That made it, you know, they capitalized enough and got enough points on the board, and they controlled possession in the first half. So the Dolphins tried to get back, but they just had no luck. And that was that Thursday night game. I mean, now we have football Thursday. Well, actually, you know, we have football, if you want to count Saturday, for college football. So we have football Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Somebody I know who's husband is on one of my fantasy teams, because of course I got three, said that it's not bad enough, you know, you take the weekend Saturday and Sunday, but now you got to take Thursday and Monday away too. Wait till we have football every single day of the week. Woohoo! I'm all for it. I don't know about you. Coming up, we can count here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Count. It's all about the numbers, baby, and that's what you heard there, 12. There are more than 12 numbers that we're going to talk about, that's for sure, including this one. How about this? And this is from the world of sports. Actually, there's a couple of things from the world of sports worth mentioning right from the get-go. Canada rallied to win the World Cup of Hockey. Ooh, I know we have hockey fans in this audience. So 2-1. Against Team Europe, and it is theirs. They win it. The Canadian goalie, Carey Price, made 32 saves to preserve the win. Sidney Crosby, who led Canada with 10 points in the tournament, was the MVP. So Team Canada on top again. Also from the world of sports, especially in the numbers category, which, right, it often is. I just happened to check this out when we're talking about the Olympics. you know, leading up to an Olympic Games, how much is it costing, the venues, what do you need, how are you raising the capital? And check this out. A panel of experts warned that the cost for Tokyo 2020 could top $30 billion. And Rome City Council put an end to bid for the 2024 Games. As soon as Rome found out what they were talking about, that it would cost to put on these games. So if you just are listening to me now, let me be very clear on this number. They're saying the International Olympic Committee, crunching numbers, they're basically saying a panel is warning, hey, Tokyo, $30 billion to put on the games. So now some other cities, because it used to be, and it still is, it's such a big deal to win the Olympic Games, or we think it is. People get hysterical. They form these committees, and I say they get hysterical because then when they're named the host city, everybody just freaks out. It means people are going to see your city, and it's going to be on display, and they're going to want to go there. So Rome is the third city to say thanks, but we'd rather not, to a 2024 bid. So that leaves Budapest, L.A., and Paris in the running. That's it. Budapest, L.A., and Paris. And the 2022 Winter Games, hardly anyone wanted them. It's hardly anyone wanted to throw a bid out there that they went to Beijing, a city that has hardly any snow. So that means they're going to have to make unnatural snow and make it look like it's natural. Not that that hasn't happened before, but wow. What do you do? I mean, this is really a big, big problem. And the IOC doesn't want a repeat of what happened in the 70s when L.A. was the only city, did you know that, that showed interest in the 84 games. So somehow they got to figure out a way to do these Olympics cheaper. Or what happens when they want to throw that Olympic party and celebrate these incredible athletes who work their rear ends off, these amateur athletes for the most part, right? They're not going to have a place to do it. Can you imagine the Olympics just slip away, just disappear off the radar? I think of all the numbers I could possibly tell you, that is the most shocking. $30 billion. And I don't care how many people go and see it and what the cost is and everything else. I mean, forget about it. That is crazy. That is a crazy, crazy number. I don't care about celebrities and who they divorce and who they sleep with and who they hang out with. But if you shop at all, they throw these magazines in your face. And if you wait in line because you're like me and you refuse to go through the self-serve line, the self-serve line is in my grocery store is so bad. I saw a guy the other day throw a loaf of bread at somebody. Yo! And he had an accent. I'm in the South, and he had an accent. Yo, what's wrong with this blank machine? And that's how I feel, because everything has to be weighed, and then the thing doesn't go off, and you got to pack your patience. No offense, because I even have a friend. She's an engineer. Her job is to do that, is to program that. And she says, oh, I feel bad. It's because the people don't execute it right at the stores. Like, somebody's going to get executed with a loaf of bread. I saw that the other day. So I don't even bother because the lines are become ridiculous and it becomes a big hassle. So the point of telling you that is the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie disunion, breaking this union apart, is big news everywhere. And the news that I heard on Thursday is that Brad Pitt voluntarily took a drug test to cooperate with the Los Angeles Department of Children and Family Services because they're doing an investigation. And so that test took place within days of the September 14th incident, supposedly, on the family's private plane during a trip back from France where Brad Pitt was said to have physically and verbally abused one of the six kids. Wow. So they got a complaint. And you know where they got that complaint. So that's not good news. And this is what you do. You got to do this investigation thing. Pitt is taking this whole thing seriously. 52 years old. These are his kids. apparently this divorce could maybe get a little cantankerous. So he has got to come up with a legal response to her filing, right? Pitt has 30 days from the time of Jolie's filing to submit his response. And that's why probably the test and, you know, whatever. So now you're up to date, just in case you don't have to wait in line and see all the magazines. My favorite thing is when they have stars without makeup. They look like you and me. I mean, if you're a movie star, you just can't, that's part of your gig. You just gotta be in shape and you just gotta look good, right? Even if you're hauling trash out and thinking nobody knows who you are, there's probably, if you have any kind of success, there's probably somebody hanging around in your alleyway just in the off chance that they might get a picture of you when you're not all made up. This story is sad, and the number is sick, and it's big, and it should be. This ex-cop got 30 years for killing his ex-wife in front of his daughter. What kind of cretin does that? This is what happened. He's here. He's coming to kill me. Call 911. That's what Tamara Seidel told her oldest daughter in one of her last phone calls on June 16th of last year. And then what you heard was, take this, boom, expletive, and fired 12 shots into her. So then, you know, basically what happened is, what was said is, on that day, the young girl, the 7-year-old girl, wrote in her diary, "Dad shot Mom and almost got me into a car accident." Oh my. I mean, does it get any worse than that? So that was said to the Superior Court judge before the judge handed down the sentence. The sentence, 30 years in prison for killing his ex-wife. I mean, he was freaking out. He called his ex-wife a crazy amount of times that morning, wanting to know if the new boyfriend was in the house, and just calling, and boy, what a sad, depressing story. No matter what is happening in your life, that moment of insanity, if it's not a normal thing, you know, that's why they call it a crime of passion. But where does that leave that 7-year-old daughter? In a heap of crap. That's where it leaves her. Because he couldn't control his temper, obviously, no matter what went on in that household. Oh, awful. All right, so let's move on to something else. Numbers. Lots and lots of numbers. So let me give you one. How about this? This one is pretty interesting. I'm laughing before I'm even going to it. Technology is a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing when you can work it. When you can't work it, it's a frustrating thing. Amazon, however, check this out. Amazon is going to give $1 million if your artificial intelligence can chit-chat for 20 minutes. If it can chit-chat for 20 minutes. I mean, this is a serious deal. They announced the Alexa Prize is that amount of money for the creation of artificial intelligence that can talk to people coherently and engagingly, and that's tricky, for a third of an hour. Because it's be unprecedented. So, the VP and head of science of Amazon Alexa announced that, you know, something that's going to be 5 times better than anything else out there. So they're hoping that the prize is going to lead to some scientific breakthroughs in a pretty controversial field. Well, that's a lot of money. But it'd take a lot of money. I think it'd take a ton of money to put that together, too. So you'd have to have some investment up front. That's it for Week in Count. Stay with us.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The campaign trail to find out that the Obama administration is looking to use a fund that's not really well known to jump over Congress and pay insurance providers who are owed money. This is according to the Washington Post. I flush this out a little bit. So the Justice Department is saying that insurance companies are suing the government. They want to settle the claims, and the money would come from a thing called the Judgment Fund. It was set up in the 50s, did you know that? To cover claims against the federal government. Makes sense, doesn't it? Because can you imagine how many people are suing the government? We already know that there are people doing that. So the GAO, the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office, on Thursday slammed the White House for not paying out $5 billion owed to insurance companies over the high costs they actually incurred for providing coverage to serious ill patients. So they got to dip into that judgment fund, and that's how you could skirt around Congress to get it done. the Republicans oppose ACC, as we know, Obamacare, and they've said that the provisions allowing for the payouts are bailouts for the insurance industry. Well, healthcare is the insurance industry. Healthcare pretty much is all about insurance, isn't it? I mean, they control it. An insurance company controls your organs if something, God forbid, should happen. And we all know that. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whatever you are, that's the truth of it. And it's frustrating as all get out. I think there should be massive competition for your dollars and mine, and that would shut down some of the nonsense. Erase the state lines, and let's go in that direction instead. I'm willing to stand at the craps table and take a risk in that direction. And listen, I've talked to many Democrats who passed Obamacare, and they said something, you know, when I pointed out things that were wrong, something had to be done. We wanted to get it through so that we could work on it. Well, now it's been years, and what are you working on? We rammed it through so we could, hey, say, woohoo, we have something in place, we just need to tweak it. But they're not tweaking fast enough. If this was my car and the mechanic had it this long, well, I probably would weigh 10 pounds because I'd be walking everywhere, or I would be broke because I'd have to rent a car, or I would have just given up on that car and had to go in a different direction. I mean, this pretty much tells you, and this is exactly what's happening to people. The lack of funding is leading to the collapse of the 23 healthcare exchanges set up to administer the ACA, and it's sparked all these lawsuits. Of course, because that's what's happened to people. You know, sometimes if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Healthcare with the insurance company's hands all over it, never good anyway. Okay, we get that, right? But until that's admitted and the move away from the insurance companies happens, we're going to have these same problems. And this is what you hope is not a strategy, but this is what you hope for. Knock on, would you hear me knocking? Knock on something that you do not get sick. What's the answer to healthcare? Staying healthy. You know, it's funny, coming up on our next hour, we're having a brilliant doctor on who I really like this doctor. I did a For Your Health segment and did a long segment because I love the analogies and the way he talked about health. And we've had other doctors on who have said similar things about patients have to be like people and you can't treat them. How can you treat them if you're not having that conversation? And that's part of the problem that we're finding with healthcare, right? Definitely. Because you can have, it's not a one size fits all world, but not that it ever has been. But now with the healthcare in such ruins for so many, it makes it incredibly, incredibly difficult. So, secret fund to pay this off, they got to do it. Or he's going to do it. And the Republicans, of course, don't want that, and I don't blame them. Because that means it's sort of hush-hush. But it's not hush-hush because the Post did something we're talking about. Other people are talking about it. I mean, listen, we used to go to Washington every single year to just talk about health care. And it was the most frustrating thing because you really heard the same story from everyone. There were a few people that got the help that they needed because of the pre-existing condition thing. But ultimately, everybody ended up in the same place. And for most people, it wasn't a good place to end up. Wasn't a good place. So we jump on the campaign trail. And I mentioned at the top that Corey Lewandowski's paid off his money, and that, how, wow, there's an eye opener for you, a political consultant getting $500,000. But the idea is they get you elected. So when you're spending almost $1 billion to become president, that's a drop in the bucket. So check out what else is going on. You've got Marco Rubio saying he's deeply concerned about Trump's Cuba dealings. You have calls for Trump to hit Hillary harder in the next debate on Benghazi and the emails. And then you have Trump saying, I have a very good history in marriage. I'll take Trump, I have a good history in marriage, for 200, Alex. What does that mean? So he said he had a very good history when it came to marriage, and he said, I guess Hillary could dredge up his marital affairs if he brought up those of Bill Clinton in their second debate. And that could happen. Will they go there? I don't think so. Trump, who's 70, married his first wife in 1977 and had three kids. He had an affair with Marla Maples, brought that marriage to divorce in 91. He married Maples in 93. 2 months after they had a daughter, they divorced in 99. And then he's been married to Melania since 2005, and they have a son. Now, Bill Clinton's marital history, the fooling around, that's what he was alluding to in the debates, where when he said, she was very nasty to me, I wasn't going to do it, and I saw Chelsea sitting, I was going to do it, and I saw Chelsea sitting in the audience, and I just didn't want to go there. I thought it would be too disrespectful, but she was very nasty. We'll see what happens, but I just didn't want to put it out there. It was a very hard thing to say in front of somebody's daughter. And he said that. He said something to that effect while he was on the stage. Now, the second debate, if he doesn't, I don't know, she's not going to go there with the wives. I mean, that makes no sense. But if something else comes up where she said he calls women pigs and that, and that's what kind of ignited that, you know, would she dare go in that direction again and risk him jumping all over Bill Clinton? I just don't know. And I don't know that that does him any favors. If I'm his political campaign manager, I don't know that I would say that's the way to bring up Bill Clinton's past. I think would end badly for Trump, because it's not going to do anything, because they stayed married, whatever. And the Lewinsky thing and the affairs and that everybody knows. So they can be their own judge on it. I would tell him not to do that. And then take the high road, like he said, I could have brought that up. And he didn't. And I don't see how that helps him. It'd be better. It doesn't do anything to help him. It just absolutely doesn't. USA Today made history when they said Trump was unfit for the presidency. Wow, that's where we end. I saw it today when I was actually on the internet. They haven't made political endorsements in their 34-year history, but they announced Thursday they were breaking the tradition and urging the readers not to vote for Donald Trump for president.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.